few days I'd like to talk about the Nisa of Shatnez. I'm not going to make it into Shatnez checkers, but at least you're a little bit more aware of what are the issues when you have to take a bag to be checked. It's a halacha which is not so well known, so at least get some a little bit of background what it's about. So the Torah says this is in the Torah of what's called Shatnez, putting together wool and linen. The Torah actually says this is in two places. One it talks about Losilbah Shatnez, you cannot wear Shatnez. First, you cannot wear it in the garment. And then one place the Torah says, Ubegah Shatnez Klein Lo Yala Alecha. It cannot be placed upon you. It can't be draped on you. You can't have it on you, which is not in even the process of wearing it, but if a person in some way that you have a blanket, it should be Shatnez, it would also be a problem. So this applies both to wearing and to having it on you. That applies, we'll see in halacha, it applies to cushions, etc. It's expanded to that area, the mattresses, the cushions, etc. The issue is, so right now we're going to focus on this. An issue, what is this issue? This is putting together wool and linen thread. In the case where it's not thread, it's just totally remains in the state of fibers. We'll see what the halacha is in that case. But there is one very big difference between a thread and a fiber. Before it's made into threads, is the concept of bitzel. Bitzel can apply before it's made into thread. So if you have X amount, you have a thread made of X amount of fibers of wool and other materials, it can be bitzel. If the majority is other materials, once it's a thread, it cannot be bitzel. So if you have a garment of shatnez, a garment of wool, and there's one linen thread in the whole garment, the whole bag of the shatnez, you cannot wear it. Even though it's only one, the majority is in bitzel, there's no din bitzel in that situation. However, if you have a situation where you would have original fibers before it's made into thread, and the majority there would be a din of bitzel. So the Mishnah talks about a case where you mixed the wool of a camel with the wool of a sheep. It only applies to the wool of a sheep. So you mix camel hair, and the majority is camel hair, the wool of the sheep is bottle, and there's no din shatnez in that case. The case that applies to halacha are very common. These what's called reprocessed fibers. They take fibers from, they take old garments, and they chop them up into very, very small pieces, and they use it again as filling, etc. If it's still threads, it cannot be bottle. See, some ways, there's different ways of making it. Some ways they make it, they totally bottle down from being a thread anymore, it's back to being just only fibers, then it can be bottle. If it's still thread, it's going to be a problem. Let's see here, the people come up with the issue on baseball gloves. Baseball gloves, what they pack it with is reprocessed fiber. It's potentially a problem, oven mitts. There's other things which come up, which sound like, what in the world are they talking about? The problems inside of it, the reprocessed fibers over there, depending on how it's made, can be an issue. Okay, sure, this will be at 10 after. Have a good morning.